This is Figuring It Out, a podcast by Pool House New York and hosted by me, Andrew. In this podcast, we're going to dig a little deeper on the topics we discuss on Instagram. I hope you tag along for the ride. I have a feeling it's going to be a good one. Hey everyone, I'm back at it with another podcast, and in this episode, I want to talk about the concept of saving yourself. And what I mean by this is going out there, going out into the world, and writing the story you want to write, writing the story you were meant to tell. And the reason I bring this up is because I think sometimes we get wrapped up in the idea that our dreams are going to be made, that the things we want accomplished are going to be accomplished once we meet a certain someone, a certain X, Y, and Z, or once a certain event happens that's out of our control. And I think thinking this way is kind of a disservice. It's a disservice to us and the power that we have to go after the things we want. And it's also a disservice to our relationships. I think it's a slippery slope once we start thinking this. I think it becomes easy to conversate with people in a way where in the back of your mind, you're thinking, what can you get from this person? I'm not saying you think that, and I'm not saying I do either, but I know in my own experience, it kind of detracted from a lot of the experiences I had. I think I could have been a little bit more genuine and I could have listened a little better to the people who were in my life back when I was younger if I wasn't so fixated on the concept that somebody was going to save me, that somebody was going to discover me, that somebody was going to help me make great things. I think especially early on, I was fixated on the idea that, oh, my problem is that no one's discovered me yet. The problem is I haven't met the right people, but once I do, oh, they'll see the potential within me. And all my problems will be solved. I just need to reach out to more people and meet more people. And hopefully one of them is going to be this person. But as I got older and as I got wiser, I realized that's not how you make great things. That's not how you go after your dreams. The first step to making anything and the first step to going after your dreams is to realize that the power to do those things and to make those things is within you and it's within me. For example, I've been putting off writing a book because I felt like I needed other people to make it. I felt like I needed a book publisher. I felt like I needed a book designer to help me put the cover together. I felt like I needed an editor. And I tried looking for them, and it never really panned out. And for a while, I thought that putting together a book was out of reach for me at this point. But then one morning, I just decided, you know, I'm gonna give it a go to make this myself. And in the beginning, it was hard. It was hard to put it together. It was hard to design the book cover, to understand publishing, how do you go about that process. But slowly but surely, I figured it out. I surprised myself with what I was able to do. And I put together a cover and a book that I'm really proud of. And it's not something I thought I could do in the beginning. And this has kind of been the whole ethos of Pool House from the get-go. There's been so many things that I didn't think I could do until I started doing them and until I started making some mistakes. Whenever I begin a new task or a new skill or a new medium, I always feel completely out of my element, out of my comfort zone. And it's frustrating. But as I've gotten older, I've realized that slowly but surely, you can do anything. As long as you put your mind to it and you're willing to scour the internet for resources and help, because there's so much out there if you're just willing to put in the work and the effort and the curiosity. I think the biggest thing is being curious. Curious to learn new skills, curious as to what you can do, because it's really limitless. Or I think it is. I don't think I can be a basketball player. And maybe there's a few other things, but I think there's a lot of things that I and you too can do if you just set your mind to it. And I know that sounds cliche, but it's the honest truth. If you put a little elbow grease into it, you'll surprise yourself. And I hope you do, because I know you can. So, as a reminder for you, and a reminder for me, I want to say that our story is up to us, and the only one who can save our story is you and me, because the pen is in our hands, and we're going to write our story. We're going to write it chapter by chapter, page by page. And it's going to be the best story we ever read. And if we're lucky, which I think we are, it's going to be the best story the world ever read too. The music for today's episode was composed by Harold Malcolm. You can follow him on Instagram at Harold Malcolm. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Bye.